You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're fine,
you bring on the rain,
bring on
stop
the
your
rain.
Sad,
stop your
won't you be happy again?
Happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
And this is The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. I'm Joshua Dausch in here, filling in for Barbara for the moment. She will call in halfway through the show. We are again joined with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. James, are you there? James, are you there now?
I am.
All right. So yeah, Barbara is feeling a bit under the weather. She will try to call into the show later on in this hour. So we're just going to start rolling right along, as she has told me that you want to cover some things with charter schools.
Well, yeah, I was just flipping through some New Orleans news earlier, and it looks like the State Department of Education released its annual A through F letter grades today for schools. And 70% of the schools in New Orleans received a C or a D. And one thing I noticed looking at their numbers, that it said, where was it? They received a, overall, the New Orleans Public Schools District received a C letter grade overall, the same as last year, inching up a few points from 66.6 to 69.8. And I thought, oh, that's funny, because when I was in school, anything under a 70 was a D. So they've even common core these numbers on how they're grading the schools. And it sounds to me more like the schools have all received D's and F's more than C's.
There's a lot of things across New Orleans that get D's and F's and C's.
And yeah, and it's kind of funny because they're bragging on, they said, as a few years ago, these scores often mitigated with a new progress index that calculates how much students improve year over year. And they said, so while NOLA Public Schools received an F for its assessments, the standardized test scores, it received an A in growth, but they're still at the bottom. I mean, how do you grow and stay at the bottom and consider this a good thing?
Oh, playing fast and loose with the numbers here. Like, oh yeah, we're still below standard, but it's 1% better than last year.
Well, and
when I was in school too, I'm much younger than you. It was below 70 was also failing for me.
Okay, so yeah, you just recently here they've changed the curve downward again, and you know I'm actually really familiar with that because when I was in the 10th grade on our final test for biology, I'm the one that set the curve, and it really really messed up this foreign exchange student. He was furious with me because I'd gotten a slightly higher score than he did. And so, you know, adjusting the curve is not always a good thing. Sometimes it causes bad effects, you know. In my case, I got some unwarranted hostility directed my way. And this, honestly, what good does it do children to lower standards? They don't really know where they rank among their peers when they do that. I mean, classes, you know, in the past, that means, you know, basically the work was harder and the students still achieved more. Now that they've common cored everything out to where it's supposed to be much easier for everybody, we've got even further failing grades. I mean, could it be perhaps that maybe this left-wing curriculum that they're pushing off on students just doesn't attract their attention? They don't want to learn it?
I think they're trying to protect their self-esteem in some weird, horrible way.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, well, that all started with Bush with the No Child Left Behind. Standards got really, really dropped, and then Obama came in and Common Core came in and everything became a cookie-cutter education. And that, I think, is really where our system went down, because people in California and Louisiana, well, we're both still Americans and we all get along just fine. It's different. It's different here than it is there. And it's different in Louisiana than it is in New York or California. And to try to cookie cutter people into teaching and learning in exactly the same way, well, really, if you think about it, it reduces diversity. And if everybody's all worried about diversity, we should really get rid of this Common Core thing, because obviously it's failing the students of New Orleans because they're not catering the education to the culture of New Orleans. They're catering it to this generic gray, no culture culture. And yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like this is going to be a good idea in the long run. I don't know how they are about teaching, you know, here in Oklahoma, they've removed any of the gender agenda from our education here, along with things like, there is no DEI. They don't teach critical race theory or any of that here. I don't know. What do they do there, Josh? Are they teaching all that in the schools down there?
I would have thought they were. Sorry, I was talking to Barbara. She is calling me on the phone. Kind of too hoarse to do the show tonight, but we do have guests to discuss this with you in our next segment. Corey will be jumping on with us. The school thing is taking precedent here on the first part of the show this evening on November 13th, 2023. I didn't drop that date in earlier. Got to do it now.
Yep, and here at WGSO 990 AM, you are on the Beat Exchange, of course. We didn't throw in that at the beginning. We just rushed off into things. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, the whole, it seems like the whole education system in the United States is into a mess. And there's these numbers. I mean, my gosh. I mean, basically there were some actually good news. Though six New Orleans schools did actually get an A, and just because I like giving credit where credit is due, that would be the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, Edward Hines Charter School in Lakeview, Audubon Charter School, Benjamin Franklin High School, the Willow School, formerly Lusher Charter School, and Lake Forest Elementary Charter School. Only one regular school, that was the Benjamin Franklin High School, received an A. All the rest of them were these different kinds of schools.
Okay, so it wasn't all doom and gloom then.
No, it wasn't all doom and gloom, but 70% received a failing mark, or what used to be a failing mark. They're calling it barely passing now. And I mean, that's 77 out of 10. Is not a good thing, not a good number you're wanting to go for. I don't know exactly how many schools there are in New Orleans for K through 12, but I'm gonna assume that six is probably a real small number of those.
And I know the people that are lowering the standards here, they understand this isn't good, but they've weighed it out that, well, we want everyone to pass, so this is how it has to go. And they have to know it only hurts everyone down the line.
Well, it's another one of those examples of politicians kicking the can, down the alley to the next person. You know, they don't want to deal with it. Just kick it down the road and let somebody deal with it in the future. And in the meanwhile, they're sacrificing the children of our country. I mean, we've got basically now an entire generation that has received a substandard education that was primarily indoctrination. And who knows what the long term, I mean, imagine when these people turn 50 and 60, and and life suddenly there are no backups. Your parents are gone and you're on your own. And, now you have to live life with what you learned in schools. And I just really, I don't know. I worry for this country.
Well, it's a depressing picture, and it matches the weather we're having right now in downtown New Orleans. We'll be back. Corey and Kay will jump on to talk about the school issue right here on the Beat Exchange at WGSO 990 AM.
I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The 15th annual Oak Street Po'boy Fest, presented by Tony Sacheries, continues to serve up creative versions of this iconic sandwich. It includes a VIP area, art market, and a kids zone run by School of Rock. It hits on Sunday, November 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with 40 food vendors, plus performances from Brazzinola, The Riverbenders, Zoom, Delta Phonic, the legendary George Porter Jr. and his running partners, and more. The event is free, but a wristband is required to purchase a po' boy. Visit po'boyfest.com for more information.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
All right, back here on the Beat Exchange. Barbara Hoover out for the moment this evening. I'm Josh, talking with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And we're talking about the drop in standards in local schools. And we do have Corey and Kay here to also chime in on their experience with the school system. Are you guys on?
Yeah.
Well, let us have it.
Yeah, by the way, tell us what's going on in the schools, because I mean, I'm up here in Oklahoma, so the only thing I know is secondhand information. You're there at it. So tell us what's going on.
We didn't have like a social studies teacher for most of my school year, due to medical issues. Because first, our teacher was there for a day, but then we had a new one. She suffered with cancer for a little bit before she came. And she had a seizure not so long after, and we had a substitute for about 3 weeks, and we finally got a new teacher today.
Wow, it seems like had a little bit of turmoil. It makes it hard to learn things like that. You know, I mean, really, what kind of things were there? Like the substitute probably brought in their own thing. What kind of things was your substitute teaching you?
So far we're learning about the War of 1812 and the Louisiana Purchase.
But all in all, you didn't have a teacher for how long? There was no one.
Like at least a month.
Yeah, that's certainly a newer problem there, James. Just the staffing.
Yeah.
I guess there's no third third backup quarterback here for teachers. Once you lose the one, it's over.
Well, it makes you wonder what they're paying people to be teachers down there. Are they, you know, I would think if they're having that much trouble keeping people staffed, then I'm going to guess that it's pretty low in comparison to other areas. That's usually what causes, you know, lack of teacher retention. I mean, let's face it, we all like to get paid for what we do, you know, and if somebody else is going to pay somewhere more in, you know, just a state over or a few states away, and you can make significantly more, well, of course you're going to put that education degree to good use. And that's kind of a shame, though, that you're having to deal with that. How's the new teacher seem? I mean, does that seem to be, are they going to pan out all right, do you think?
I think so. He introduced himself today. We still had our substitute in there to keep things under control.
And what school is this?
Andrew Jackson Middle School.
Oh, would you say this is the first thing that, like, you would say is really messed up at school, or is this just another thing that happened?
There's a lot of police officers that have to come with their dogs.
Wow. What's going on to cause that?
People were selling drugs.
Wow. You know, I remember, I don't know, of course, I was in, what grade are you in right now?
Seventh.
Seventh? You know, when I was in the seventh grade, I think that was the very last thing we would have ever imagined seeing in school. You know, the worst thing, in fact, this happened to me in the seventh grade, and they got punished severely. They almost got completely expelled out of school for the year. They had a Thanksgiving party, and somebody put a liter of vodka in the punch for the classroom. And as you might imagine, that's not something you're supposed to do. And it did exactly what you might imagine it would do. You know, but that was like the worst thing that ever happened in the entire time I was in grade school, was the punch got spiked with just regular alcohol. But police being called to because people are selling drugs. It's amazing how times have changed and not for the better.
How often would you say police are there at the school?
Not very often.
Okay. Are there metal detectors?
No, but they do searches every day.
Wow. I was in the seventh grade in the later 90s, and that was some schools where I was had the metal detector rollout. Never happened where I went.
Yeah, you know, we just came rolling into school, of course, in the seventh grade, I was, that would have been about 1979 going into 80. And there was, you know, the notion of even having, you know, police or anything at the school or metal detectors or searches or anything was, you know, like the very last thing any of us would have ever imagined doing. I mean, people were still coming to school. I mean, we're talking even administration with guns in their window of their pickups. You know, usually a shotgun and a rifle in the gun rack in the back window of their pickup. And this was a totally normal thing, and there were no mass shootings. And now we've got to have random searches of students and the police being called because of drugs being sold at the school. And it's, wow, just a lot's changed.
I'm sure it is a gun-free zone. This is in St. Bernard Parish. This is where Barbara's at. So are we feeling better about the new teacher? This is things turning around?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I guess you had one before and they only lasted a few weeks.
Yeah.
But hey, War of 1812, that's kind of topical. Louisiana Purchase, we're going to have a big Napoleon movie coming out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Somewhat relative.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the War of 1812. I mean, New Orleans was front and center for that. And
I grew up in Baltimore. We had the Battle of the Harbor there, where the national anthem or was supposedly written. That was
We never really had any cool things like that in Oklahoma because, well, people just kind of showed up and moved here, right? There were, by the time Oklahoma came around to being all the wars and everything were over.
Oh, yeah. So in studying the War of 1812 at the school, you also doing the Battle of New Orleans?
No.
No. Wow. The battlefield's right there.
Yeah.
Wow. James, I mean, in St. Bernard Parish where the school is, the Battle of New Orleans battlefield is right there. Like,
I mean, you would think that they'd have like a whole day for that.
Yeah.
You know, just for that. I mean, that was Andrew Jackson, and I mean, that was big history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, that was the attempt for the British to retake. They wanted to split the United States in two and control the port of New Orleans, which would have basically starved out a big chunk of the South and would have ended trade going up and down the Mississippi River. So it was a big thing, and people don't, it's kind of a shame they don't teach the importance that New Orleans has. I mean, still does, really, if you think about it. If we went to war with somebody, New Orleans is very important for moving things up and down the Mississippi River.
Well,
we move even more of it down than we did then.
In elementary school and into middle school, when did history become social studies? Because I had social studies in when I was that age, and it just, but it's a history class, but they don't call it history.
I think they started calling that when I was like in first grade.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm used to. Yeah, just weird. And then when I got to high school, I got history again. The social studies thing went away. All right, well, we're going to take our next break here. Everyone going to hang on through it?
Of course.
All right.
We'll see y'all back here in a bit.
Right here on the Beat Exchange at No Barber Tonight. It's WGSO 990 AM.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that?
Everything Louisiana old. Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. After four females were stabbed on La Tech's campus Monday morning, Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker says 23-year-old Jacoby Johnson of Rayville was taken into custody. And while a motive has not been released, Walker asked members of the public to reach out for help when they have mental health issues.
This is a very random situation that happened. It can happen in any community, any city, no matter how big or how small you are. But we'll pull together like we always do.
The names of the victims were not released, but two are in critical but stable condition and another in stable condition. A La Tech student spoke to us about the incident, and while she did not witness it, the junior says there was a lack of communication and she questioned why the school was never put on lockdown.
We need to maintain student safety, otherwise something like this could happen again, and I feel like it's more dangerous of an environment when people are on edge and unsure of what's going on.
Walker says the ages of the victims were 62, 65, 72, and 23. He says three were students taking a class at the Lambright Center and one was an instructor. LRN.
Life in Louisiana is like a run-on sentence, a poem that doesn't rhyme. Life here is a dance, a two-step, and a tango. It's sunshine and rainstorms, first kisses and last calls. It's those moments, big and small, and Blue Cross is here for it all.
Life is always in motion, and sometimes it's unpredictable. That's why it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of top doctors to care for you.
Life is messy. It's touchdowns and near misses, carnival rides and losing your place in line. Life is happening now.
So live life knowing Blue Cross has you covered for the highs and lows and everything else in between. Always there. The right card, the right care.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
And we're back here, WGSO 990 AM, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. And Barbara has called in. She is back now.
Hey, Barbara.
No, I had to call up because the information that I got in just the past couple of days. Now, they do not do anything for these kids in the schools. This is why Kay's going to have a voice on a regular basis, and you're going to hear from other people and their mothers, because when they started with two signs, two mothers out there with a sign, just a made-up sign, they told them, don't even start that. Nothing's going to transpire with you starting up protests, because the sheriff's not going to let the news trucks down in the parish. Now, that's what I heard straight up. Now, they sell drugs in the school. There's no reason to sell drugs in the school. None. They don't do anything when it's fights. You could see it on Facebook. Violent fights where they beat this woman, this teacher, in the face and broke her jaw. But you don't hear about that on the news, because they want to cover it up. St. Bernard is a bunch of thugs, and they know it. And they got Pomez on the air talking about how excellent the schools are. Well, maybe you ought to go over there and do some community work and clean up the drugs. The other thing is, Richard Lewis is on the air talking about how good it is, and everything's fine. Well, the past 3 days in one of his businesses, this is what has happened. A dead body in the parking lot overdosed because they buy the drugs there. They fired for selling the drug. And so the police and the coroner show up. Then two men go into the bathroom. They're doing drugs. And they started having sex. Wild sex started to disturb the whole restaurant. So the police came and arrested them. Then the homeless man drugged out in the bathroom. They came and got him. That's for the past 2 or 3 days in one business that this man owns. Now, who's going to tell the truth? I live in St. Bernard in Araby. I know what's going on.
What you're saying is you're turning into Southern California.
Well,
because when I was out there 10 years ago, they didn't have any public restrooms anymore because of all the drug use and death going on in public restrooms.
They had four people that OD'd. Two of them died. How they found out what happened is that the locations of all these drug overdoses was from one drug dealer. They found his number on everybody's phone where he went from house to house for fentanyl and heroin.
Wow, and door-to-door drug salesman. We have advanced as a society.
Right, that's St. Bernard. You see? And then they arranged an art heist, just like they have in New Orleans. NOPD supplying elected police officers to respond to planned phony police reports so they could play their game. Art heist. Same thing in St. Bernard Parish. Same exact thing. But they used Orleans Parish to set it up with a gang stalk and put one person's name out of six people involved. Because the purpose for that was for Desiree Charbonnet's court 9 days later, having some lunatic probation officer calling me on the phone that I got to come to court in an hour and 35 minutes with four busted, ruptured surgical wounds. But when she wrote, no police report, no witnesses, right? But a crowd of people telling them what my cousins did, because they used a bogus ID in my name to drain bank accounts. She knew about it. She knew about Tara Clark is the dirty cop's name. She knew about it, and so did Desiree Charbonnet know that I found my mother beat to a living pulp in the hospital, and she told me what happened and who made her sign papers. The Brunos to cover up the bank that seems to be me using a bogus ID. Judge Jock Sanborn was the one that closed it down when my mother's sister was using a phony name that she uses when she gets in trouble. So you got the co-conspirator in the bank theft schemes using a different name to close down the criminal investigation on a theft charge. Besides the police running through a house. So anybody that Jared Polman wants to be in office, vote for the other person. It happens to be Wayne Landry, where we had a cybercrime and involving a video that I put up on WGSO webpage. So that's how close they can get, and that's how close they can play. So if anybody was a police officer 20 years ago, then you would know that the police didn't have radios to do police work. And when they badgered Jack Stevens to get them police radios, he got new police radios, old ones that were defective. They resigned en masse and left and went to Jefferson Parish and other police departments. So we're sick and tired of it. The issue was when this is all coming down, where we where the women and kids are planning to help Sonic change what's going on down here. The kids. This is when I get hit with my mother's obituary, a photo of my mother in obituary, because State AG Landry has something going on with Royce DePlessis to cover up the three clerks of court in the state of Louisiana that was processing bogus documents. Three clerks of court. That means you got three judges and three law clerks playing into this. But Landry wants to close it down. Well, guess how you know Mosley from MMA knows that they could use front attorneys for defrauding everybody out of the homeowner's insurance. Where people still not back in their houses because they all buy Jeff Landry. Mosley was the front attorney for Frank DeSalvo and his crew of thugs. And they're right there wanting to show they can whiz on state AG's territory. Well, this is one thing I got to say, and I got to go because I'm overheated. Where is Chase Beninati, state AG Landry? Where is Chase Beninati? And if you think you can't get a campaign on that, we will. So y'all, I gotta go. I see Empress of
Barbara. Is there anything else you'd want to ask Kay about the schools?
Yes. Did they ever fix that bathroom that's been broken?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
When did they fix it?
I think like a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. A few weeks ago. The kids don't have had a bathroom working. They had to go up to another area of the school to go to the bathroom. And there's other kids that need to use the bathroom. But that's how they wait, when they feel like it, to fix a bathroom. And how many kids in your school, Kay?
About like 300-something.
Right. And how many kids are in the high school? Over 3,000. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're overcrowded. They got $1 billion in education money. What did they do with it? We got a DA, Perry Nicosia, that is giving out sexual, is trading trouble into sexual favors. His wife is on OnlyFans.
No.
Right. That's our DA and his wife. You know, the one that Sean Ruiz tried to walk me into his office so they could arrest me for the bank theft schemes that I had nothing to do with. They were still occurring after I wasn't around anymore. We picked out the people's book and photos. They support this wacko Mackles family in St. Bernard Parish by having them file slip and fall cases. So after Sean Ruiz found out from AP3%, I called the insurance commissioner, Mr. Donilon, then I started getting some serious threats. And one of them came from a judge sending me
30 seconds, Barbara.
Yeah. And I happened to run into him at the store. I had a nice little talk with him. He was shocked when he saw me. And if he wouldn't have been shocked, I know it was in his brain. Because I've talked to him a number of times for being honest before I ever tricked everybody and how he became a judge. So when...
All right, we got to take our next break here.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Back on the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, and she's still with us.
Well, just for this one thing, the plan is to get Pomaz in as parish president and put Jack Stevens' son in as CEO. So you'll have two major salaries running the parish. Pomez is illiterate. So he makes his money from no bid government contracts from the parish. He does work for the Miro Foundation. He's the cattle driver for the herd that they're supposed to have on this green space to get a tax exempt credit. He has one cow, but hey, they got a cow on the premises. And Landry, Jeff Landry, wants the New Orleans Commission because he's going to help Port of New Orleans put that port down here, no matter what POMAS says. That they say they're all against the port. Well, I'm going to send in a video of them at meetings that they don't invite everybody to, but it's them. And what they're saying at the meetings is totally different than what they're advertising in their campaign. So I'm going to send that in and ask Josh to put it up on a WGSO webpage, and y'all could look at it over there. And after they upload the show, if they get that done. But that's the plan. So when Jack Stevens' son had a dismal draw for wanting to be a judge, then he said he pulled out of the race, and he said he was going to go out of town. He was leaving town. He picked up a job out of town. That was just for everybody to put their guard down. They're going to put him in as CEO if Pomez comes in. So I say Wayne Landry for parish president. And I wasn't going to go for anybody. I was just watching them all. But after what they have said and they have done, this hospital over here has so many lawsuits from doctors doing surgeries, that wrong surgeries or doing the wrong thing in surgery, or, you know, but that wasn't Wayne Landry. That's the doctors falsifying stuff to Medicaid and insurance companies. That's the doctor. So if they want a bonanza in insurance scams, check that hospital out here. And it wasn't Wayne Landry. It was the doctors. So that's where it goes. But hey, they can smile at everybody, think a thing, have somebody walk up to me, tell me something stupid. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get this circus going soon. We will. And the man that used to call me and tell me nobody makes enough money to deal with you. Well, I don't know what he was planning at that time when he kept telling me that, but now I know. I know more than you ever dreamed of when you played games. I know exactly what he was tying into, something Landry wanted him to do. Yeah. And so you're going to get to see how close St. Bernard plays with their thuggery. Because everybody remembers what I said on the first 6 months of my radio show. And this thing with Kevin DeRoche, that claimed to be the LIGA attorney, when they deposed me, a wrong person deposed me, didn't even have a steering wheel in my hand or the brakes, nothing. He didn't show me the traffic camera 20 minutes before I went into deposition. And they wouldn't show me. They wouldn't put what they showed me in the other room on the record as soon as we started up. They wouldn't. They didn't want to, because that was going to be the game. So you see, Mr. Temple, I tagged you for racketeering about a year and a half ago. So let's see your dirty work, how you're going to straighten this out. And you should have definitely talked to the U.S. DOJ about the attorneys that got indicted or slam accidents because there's something else you need to talk to him with. But I wanted it to be in your lap when the statements and affidavits that were in Sanborn's court that I wasn't allowed to view to face my accusers or to defend myself against the game. It was all the judges that took drug money from Daniel Amroth, bribes and payoffs, all the judges that obstructed transcripts. Now, how can somebody say something's adjudicated if you don't have transcripts? And there's one wicked one that won't understand when they talk to people in the legal industry or trying to get the lay observers to understand certain things that are happening in Baton Rouge, where you get one of your operatives to call up Jeff Carrere's show and call up Mr. Paul Hurd and say, I called him on the phone. Guess who called me? Barbara Hoover, out of the clear. This is planet Earth, you idiot. And I wasn't calling you about anything but the environmental group you were talking about. And when I talked to this man on the phone, he kept saying he wouldn't answer my question. I don't understand. No, that's not what we're here for. They're trying to share information. But he twisted for the wicked one that has a shield to where she, when he tells Mr. Paul, yeah, she didn't call him a liar, but she came close. You're a nasty man. You've been calling up shows and getting people off the subject that the person behind you wants you to do that. Because we're putting out too much good information. We want corruption exposed. We want solutions. We don't want to sit around and wait for you to monetize to see what else you can mess up. No, your mask is coming off. Frank DeSalvo definitely has the phone number to the Caligaro pimp mobile, or the one that was already happening, and then Caligaro got behind the wheel. Now, this is the same man that when the state knew this lunatic, they sent me an ex proprio order, blank, nothing on it. I showed it to Bernie Sarris from the Louisiana Music Commission. I showed it to him. He said, oh no, show it to Doug. So I showed it to Doug Allen. If people know who Doug Allen's fond family, you know. And Doug Allen says, oh no, they can't, it's blank. The clerk probably forgot to do a job and just sent everything out. They don't work down there anyway. I went, oh, well, that's Grace's luck.
Yeah, 30 file seconds left, Barbara.
What?
30 seconds left here.
Right. File a motion to dismiss. Oh, no, no. What they did, they wouldn't even go for it. They said, no, you stand in the courtroom. The judge wants to talk to you. And threw everybody out the court. Room where they were banging on the door to open the door.
All right, 10 seconds.
I'm come back and tell you the rest of the story. Pig.
All right, thank you, James, and thank you, Kay.
You bet, too.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also, try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi. It's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.